Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, it's Jaesu and Keisu here at the Niagara Falls Comic Con with the people of One-Eyed Cat Comics, Tyler and Anthony. Mm-hmm. How's it going, guys? How was your con?
Pretty good. It's been really busy, steady flow of people, really good reception for the new comics, so it's great. Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, we've been having a lot of positive reaction to the new comic that I wrote and Tyler's drawn, because Tyler put out his comic last year and the year before. It was all him. He'd wrote and drew it, but this year I kind of helped him out with a little bit of the narration and the word balloons and that sort of thing.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about the comic. What's it called and what's it about?
So it's called L.A. Hazy, and it's really like this intergalactic rock and roll comic, and we've got this singer, Iridium Wells, and he can talk to his audience, and his talking or singing is actually an advanced form of telepathy. So he uses this, and he gets stuck in a sticky situation with his ultimate fan, who's grown up with his music in an orphanage. So it's really about that play between the two different personalities of a rock star and his biggest fan. What does he know about him? What does he think he knows about him? And it's also a ship crashes and crushes L.A., and they feel really bad about it. So they take apart their ship, and they rebuild L.A., but it fills with entertainment industry scum. So it's about this, this awkward situation with this lead singer and his fan and L.A. Hazy. Which is the name of the new city,
Cool. How long did it take you guys to put this together?
We've been working on it for a couple months now. What would you say since... it was about a couple weeks after last Comic-Con, last Niagara Falls Comic-Con.
Yeah.
I learned that Tyler was living in Welland, and I sent him a message, hey, we should meet up, sort of thing. So I went over to his place, and we were just kind of talking comics. He was showing me his studio, and I just kept talking about comics and things like that, like different comic creators that I really like Frank Miller, guys like that, Dave Sim, Alan Moore, big guys like that. And I kept talking his ear off, and I kind of thought, oh, am I boring Tyler, you know? And then a day later, he kind of kept going, tapping his chin, going like, And then, a day later, he sent me a message and said, dude, I want you to write my new comic. And it was just like, whoa, I've always wanted to write a comic, and a mind-blowing moment right there. So we've been planning this for about a year right now, on and off, trying to meet up as often as we can.
Okay. Just day jobs.
School. Yeah. I've just finished up my BA at Brock, really, so I've been really busy with school the last year.
Think so.
Yeah, so about a month and a half of solid production, maybe 2 months, and we've got a super sampler out. So it's three, four pages. It's got a little added stuff in there. It's more of a magazine style preview versus a traditional comic. So yeah, it's been great.
What's the reception been like on it?
Really great, actually, because the first comic I did, it was a little scattershot.
It was almost like an art comic,
wasn't 100% sure what I was doing. But smoothed out all of the rough areas, and this is more for the comic guru. So this is really playing on those, those big kind of genres of I would say, sci-fi and things to that effect. Things that'll draw people in who are interested in it, but may necessarily not want some sort of weird comic about human emotion and coffee, but it's not about coffee. So this is really just answering up the plea of your standard comic book fan, which is great.
Great. And where can people go to check this out, actually?
We're working on the online presence right now, so about a couple weeks from now, you can check out oneeyedcatcomics.com. It'll be up there, and then we'll have an online release. Follow me on Twitter. It's at thodge101, and Anthony is...
Twitter handle Cerebus, Cerbus 92, Anthony Kuchar. So just look us up, and if you want to buy a comic, just send us a message, and we'll figure out a way to send one to you. Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
For sure.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you talking to us, and we'll get the word out on your book.
Wonderful.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes. Thank you.